Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Meredosine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. We've got all kinds of stuff going on, but something very specific. We're getting into fall. Most things are going dormant, putting gardens to bed and all, but there's still a few things that we can do. What have you got for us?
Yeah, so for your lawns, I know everything is slowing down right now, especially as these temperatures have dropped. But your grass and your lawns have actually continued photosynthesizing. And one way to kind of help them stay healthy over the winter months is actually to apply a late season nitrogen application. This is something you can do in November, so now is the perfect time frame to do it. Applying nitrogen actually boosts the photosynthesis rate in that plant, in the grass, and also increases the amount of carbohydrates plants can store to make it through the winter. This makes the plants hardier and allows them to increase their root growth and root density. So again, making that plant hardier and making it able to kind of stay healthy through its dormancy during those winter months. One thing you can do is apply 1 to 1.5 pounds of actual nitrogen for 1,000 square feet of your yard is probably the most amount that you want to do. Again, that's 1 to 1.5 pounds per 1,000 square feet for your lawn. Something like urea or ammonia sulfate will work to put on that actual nitrogen. Also, like those type of fertilizers are probably the most available right now. So if you have any questions on that, I mean, any of the turfgrass fertilizers sold in the garden centers or other retail outlets should easily work for that nitrogen November application. So one way to keep your yard nice and strong so they can make it through the spring months.
Sounds good. With my lawn, it's basically kind of a luck of the draw with shade from trees and black walnuts and everything else like that. But every little bit helps.
Yes, every little bit does help.
You also mentioned, before we got started, there were a couple of programs going on that you wanted to share.
Yeah, actually, before I get to the program, one thing, I hope everybody had an awesome Halloween.
Definitely.
And one thing with Halloween, I know some people like to decorate or carve pumpkins. Or actually, they just grow them, and you might have some extra pumpkins laying around. You can recycle those pumpkins. That way, they don't just go to waste. Once those pumpkins are past their prime due to just the time or the hard freezing temperatures, you can put them to good use. So actually cut those pumpkins into small pieces and bury them underneath a leaf mold, like in planters or in your garden or someplace that might need some more organic matter. Due to the high water content that pumpkins have, they will decompose quickly, and then that contributes organic matter back into your soil. So it's just one easy way to get rid of your pumpkins and get organic matter back into that soil that needs it. Keep in mind to remove the seeds before composting. That way you avoid growing unwanted pumpkin patch in that same location next year.
Surprise!
And then also, like with the seeds, since you have to remove them, you can actually roast them to eat them, or you can put them into bird feed, because bird feed and other wildlife, like squirrels, deer, and other animals like that type of stuff. That way it's just not going to waste. Also, I think some farms, or I don't think there's too many zoos around us, but sometimes they actually like having pumpkins, except pumpkins from homeowners who feed their animals as well. So use that pumpkin. Don't just let it go to waste right there and throw it in the trash. Go ahead and cut it up and put some organic matter back into your soil.
All good ideas. And I have seen some of the zoos that will collect pumpkins and give them to the elephants or the tigers, and they'll bat them around and play with them. That's always fun to watch.
So fun. I'll have to look up those videos.
And now the program you mentioned.
Yeah, so I wanted to give a quick shout-out / reminder for an upcoming program that Rod and Ryan Shop over there in Frontier District are hosting on November 13th. This will start at 7 o'clock at the Neosho Community College, Ottawa campus there on East Logan Street. They're bringing out Jamie Lynn Farney, who is our K-State Beef Systems Specialist for the Southeast area, and she will be talking on ways to stretch your forage resources. Mother Nature really wasn't nice to us this year, so kind of our hay quality and kind of quantity might be down a little bit. So Jamie Lynn's going to talk about different topics kind of ranging from limit feeding to your cattle herd, substituting grain for hay if you need to, utilizing corn stalks as well as fall/spring cover crops. You can kind of reach out to maybe some local farmers in the area if they have some corn stalks that you could fence off and put the cows on there, or if they have cover crops that were flown on or drilled in this fall and maybe can be grazed. We will also talk about the different ways of feeding hay, is using those hay rings that are, or worse than actually rolling the hay out on the ground. A lot of different topics that she'll be talking about here on Monday, November 13th at 7 o'clock. This is free to anybody who wants to come. So please, if you have any questions or helpful or just want to come and listen, please join us at 7 o'clock on November 13th. This will be a good program for the farmers and ranchers in the area.
Definitely going to be a good program. Rod ran down just a quick overview of some of those very points, so I know the full program is going to be extremely helpful. Sounds like a good setup all the way down. Thank you for the pumpkin tips especially, because I've got some neighbors who go all out every year. They've got several dozen jack-o'-lanterns in their yard. They probably have a pretty good idea of what to do with them, but you never know. A few extra hints never hurt.
Yeah. Get the kids involved, too, when they're setting up those pumpkins.
Yeah.
They were hopefully involved with taking the jack-o'-lanterns, but, hey, this is kind of something you can teach them to say everything is recyclable. So go ahead and cut those up into small pieces, and the kids probably will have fun with that. Actually, the parents will have fun with that, too, hopefully.
And it'll make the job go faster when everybody's helping out.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to talking to you again.
All right. Have a good one.
You, too. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.